it got really crazy, and I convinced Cole that there was a phone call for him that was himself in the future. So I gave him the phone, and he thought he was talking to himself from the future, and we were 5 years from now, and we were trying to get information from the future. Back in
all the person really told Cole was like what types of sandwiches they had at McDonald's in the future, and it was really useless information.
You know, they're going to have this like McPita thing like in America, like McPita with like feta and stuff.
That's what you in the future told you in the yes. present? So nothing more like...
Maybe it could be, yeah, it could be lucrative. So small thing to mean a lot.
They also told him the weather was nice.
Yeah, they said global warming was BS.
That's useful information.
Yeah.
So we need to all buy the biggest cars as possible and just leave your cars running all day until they run out of gas.
Ekstremt politisk korrekte blacklips der. Og de fire guttene i Blacklips kompiser fra gamle dager. Men før det kommer mer tiss, øl og dophistorie fra Blacklips, får du få med deg hvordan de definerer musikken sin. For Blacklips en charmerende kombinasjon av 60-talls garasjerock, pop og punk. Men selv kaller de det flowerpunk.
It's like a mixture between like hard stuff and wimpy stuff, which is what we're all about. Like we might beat you up, but then we'll throw a surprise party for you and like give you a big hug.
And what does flower punk, what does it mean?
Just like an extreme form of psychedelic pop.
Too punk to be hippie, but too hippie to be punk.
Blacklips kjent for heller ville og utagerende konserter med alt fra tissing, slossing, flining, nakenhet, spytting og så videre. Og den neste historien faktisk fra Oslo, og det gitarrist Cole som ute på igjen. Denne gangen uten en telefonsamtale fra fremtiden, men heller med en utrolig tisstrang.
Well, Cole forgot to use the bathroom, use the toilet before we played, and when you gotta go, you gotta go, and I guess he let it go there, and they got really mad at us.
You peed on stage? Why?
I'd totally forgotten about that. I guess I had to pee.
Bad luck, it could happen twice. You better check your pad, make sure you've been nice. If you ask me for advice, I would say, stop and think before you roll the dice.
Blacklips har turnert sammenhengende siden de var 15 år. De nå rundt 23, og for den gjengen der blir jo det mer som en 8-årig lang fest å regne. Men Blacklips har likevel klart å gi ut sitt femte album, Good, Bad, Not Evil, for en liten stund siden. For selv etter en cirka 8-årig lang fest frykter ikke Blacklips for helsa.
It's like the cockroach theory. It's like the worse you treat your body, like the stronger you get. Like what can't kill you can only make you stronger. Like if you walk on hot coals all day, your feet are gonna be so tough.
Yeah. And we drink a lot, so
that's what we never get sick.
No, we drink a lot.
How much?
That's like the Russians, like in Chernobyl, like the people that live around there. You have to drink a lot to like protect yourself from the radiation.
And you do the same.
Yeah. We learn a lot from the Russians.
We have microwaves, so we drink a lot.
In fact, if we stop, maybe our bodies will go, oh shit, and get sick. So as long as we keep on the same plane.
The body is a highly adaptable machine.
We only get sick if we get too much blood in our drug systems.
Lydverket på P3.